So can you hear me, Thomas?
Just
wave if it's too quiet. So now we're going to hear a talk from Sister Joela. Oh, Hannah's going to do the introduction.
Today we have been excavating the shameful acts and the words of cursing.
Heute haben wir ausgebuddelt die verschiedenen Taten und Flüche.
The words of cursing.
Yeah.
To the history of Christians and Jews.
Die ganze Geschichte der Beziehungen zwischen Christen und Juden.
Yesterday we began by meditating on the ache in the Father's heart and the beginning of modern repentance in Germany.
Gestern haben wir damit angefangen, mit der Besinnung über den Schmerz im Herzen des Vaters. Und der Anfang der Buße in Deutschland.
That began in the 1990s.
Diese Bewegung hat in den 19 Jahren angefangen.
And it fills us with wonder that the Lord brought the pioneers of this repentance time into our group.
Und es bringt uns wirklich zum Staunen, dass der Herr die Schlüsselfiguren in diese Bewegung zu uns in der Gruppe hineingebracht hat.
And now we want to welcome Sister Joela.
Ja, und jetzt möchten wir Schwester Joela begrüßen.
And also Sister Damiana.
Und Schwester Damiana auch.
And Brother Silvestro.
Und auch Bruder Silvestro.
Brother Pietro.
Und auch Bruder Pietro.
They're coming from the Sisterhood of Mary in Darmstadt.
Die kommen alle aus der Marienschwestern-Gemeinschaft in Darmstadt, wobei die Brüder da eigentlich in Franziskus kommen.
Yeah, the brothers are Capuchin Franciscan brothers.
Ja, weil die Schwestern sind, weiß ich nicht, die Kanadische Brüderschaft.
In 1944, in the midst of chaos and destruction,
1944, mitten in dem ganzen Chaos und Zerstörung,
the Father Heart of God was seeking to show mercy to Germany.
Hat das Vaterherz Gottes einen Weg gesucht, Deutschland seine Barmherzigkeit auszudrücken.
He spoke to Mother Basilea Schlink.
Er hat zu Mutter Basilea Schlink gesprochen.
The founder of the community.
Sie war die Gründerin der Gemeinschaft.
And in 1947 the Sisterhood of Mary began their calling.
Und 1947 hat die Schwesternschaft mit ihrem Ruf oder den Ruf aufgenommen.
With their charism.
Mit ihrem Charisma.
And what was it? It was the calling to repentance.
Ja, und diese Berufung war der Ruf zur Buße.
Repentance for German sins.
Buße für die Sünden Deutschlands.
sins of violence and destruction.
Sünde der Gewalttätigkeit und der Zerstörung.
Toward other nations and to Jews.
Anderen Nationen gegenüber und auch Juden gegenüber.
For more than 70 years, there have been many practical expressions.
Seit mehr als 70 Jahren gibt es viele praktische Ausdrücke.
Expressions of love.
Ausdrücke der Liebe.
Repentance.
Der Buße.
And reconciliation.
Und der Versöhnung.
Flowing out of Darmstadt.
Und sie sind alle aus Darmstadt rausgeflossen.
Sister Joella is a servant of the word.
Schwester Joella ist eine Dienerin im Wort.
She is a steward of the mysteries of God.
Sie ist eine Verwalterin der Geheimnisse Gottes.
A prophetic voice for Europe.
Eine prophetische Stimme für Europa
and for the world.
Und auch für die ganze Welt.
And we welcome her.
Und wir heißen sie willkommen. I'd like to say that it's easy to judge something from a distance.
Und das, was mich die Geschichte meines Volkes anfängt zu lehren, ist, wie verführungsgefährdet wir alle sind.
And what I learned from the history of my nation is how easy it is for us all to be led astray.
Und je mehr ich mich damit befasse, desto stärker wird das.
And the more I study this, the stronger my impression is.
Jesus sagt, Matthäus 24,
and Jesus says in verse 24,
wenn die Zeit nicht verkürzt würde, selbst die Auserwählten nicht gerettet.
Yeah, when the time gets shorter, that even those that are chosen won't necessarily.
Und ich weiß, als ich Studentin war, dass es zum ersten Mal, als Jesus liebte, anfing zu erfassen.
I think maybe she means. Ja, ist okay. Sie können ruhig weiterreden. Yeah, when I started to study this.
Und da habe ich gedacht, ich stelle mir jetzt die Vorbilder meines Glaubens vor Augen.
He said, I'm going to mention my role models in the faith. That was Mother Basilea and Mother
Matthias.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I did understand it right. Yeah, that if the time gets shorter, then they wouldn't even be saved. So I have to make sure that I don't think I see completely right.
Dass wir wieder in einem Prozess der Verführung sind.
Because we also can be in a
das
process
of
temptation.
And that
shakes me deeply.
Und also
the more
ich
I realize
werde jetzt vom Thema her reden, aber nicht als Historiker oder Theologe.
But I'm not going to. I'm going to speak about this, but not as a historian or a theologian.
Sondern es geht den Schmerz, den
yeah, but in the same way that Brother Franciscus, we haven't just got a Pope Francis, we've got a Brother Francis here. He talked about the pain of God and what is in the heart of the Father. And I think that's what the Lord wants to impress upon us.
Ich habe ihn wieder neu gebeten, die Gleichgültigkeit meines Herzens zu durchbrechen, diese Härte.
I prayed anew that he should break the indifference in my heart.
Jetzt zur Vorgeschichte des Themas, weil
So now I want to do a bit of explain to you what happened before leading up to studying this. It was 2006 that I first heard about this.
Und dann habe ich immer mal so kleine Tests gemacht, wer weiß was darüber.
And so I kept on asking around who knows something about this.
Und der Einzige, der etwas, und zwar sehr genau Bescheid wusste, war Bruder Benjamin Berger.
And the only one who knew anything about it, and he knew in great detail, that was Brother Benjamin Berger.
Wäre froh, es wäre ein Theologe, ein lutherischer Theologe gewesen.
A Jewish theologian.
Aber es hat mich tief betroffen.
But that alone really moved me deeply.
Das hat Gott so geführt, dass das nun alles möglich ist, dass Bruder Benjamin hier das Gegenüber ist.
And that's why it's so wonderful that God was able to bring Brother Benjamin here and sitting opposite me. And so that can be also an act of repentance.
Weil er mehr Bescheid weiß und lange daran gelitten hat.
And he knows about it for a long time and has suffered greatly because of this knowledge.
Ich habe es mal schon thematisiert, also ich merke immer die Vorgeschichte Gottes. 2008 war das, 70 Jahre Reichspogrom in München.
All right, in 2008, which was 70th anniversary of the Kristallnacht.
Und dann fing das an mit dieser Lutherdekade.
And that awakened my interest, and then we had the start of the Lutheran decade, starting in 2007. And there was just such pain in my heart, and I said, how can we celebrate 2017 if we haven't brought these things to God first?
Und ich wollte immer Theologen mich herum sammeln.
And so I wanted to collect lots of theologians all around me.
Aber wir sind noch nicht gerade geeignet.
But maybe the person to bring a group of theologians together.
Man muss mit Theologen von einer Lutherstelle zur anderen noch gehen.
My idea was that we should sit around with theologians studying one passage of Luther's
writings
after the other.
Auch wieder zur Seite gelegt.
But that wasn't really quite right, so I just put that idea aside.
Und darum war das für mich so herzbewegend, als die Anfrage von euch kam.
So that's why it just moved my heart so much when I got the call from
you. Und als ich das durchlas,
and as I read it,
dann merkte ich, du bist ja nicht in Juden eingeschlossen.
And I thought, wow, the Lutheran Jews are included, so I can do it. So otherwise I'd have thought, there's no point in it.
Ökumene ohne messianische Juden hat keine Zukunft.
Because if we're trying to be ecumenical without the messianic Jews, we have no future.
And
I know that the blessing will only flow where there are messianic Jews. So first the Jews, then the Greeks, and they finally restore them to the place where they belong.
Das, was mich nun im Blick auf das Thema immer wieder bewegt hat.
And that was what's always moved me about this topic.
Also ich bringe jetzt einfach das, was bei mir innerlich
so
mich umgetrieben hat.
Saying what has really moved me in my heart.
Deutschland hat, so wie ich es beurteilen würde, zwei Berühmtheiten.
In the way that I see Germany, it's got two famous figures.
So der gut gebildete Bürger weiß.
That every well-educated person knows.
Das ist die Reformation.
That are the two figures, two events. That's the Reformation
und
and the Holocaust. And these two
nicht zusammen,
don't seem to go together.
Doch
but in fact, they in reality they are together. They're both parts of German history.
Und Reformation, da habe ich gemerkt, wo immer ich kam, in welches Land auch.
In Reformation, I noticed that whatever country I visited, and that's when I started to understand
also, in Korea oder Ukraine war,
whether it was in Korea or in the
Ukraine. Ich möchte mal in die Lutherstätten.
Oh, everybody wanted to go to the cities connected to Martin Luther. I couldn't completely understand that because I always wanted to go to Jerusalem.
Aber diese Merkwürdigkeit, but it was dass so, da so
strange. That people get so excited about Luther's Stephen City. And that made me very thoughtful.
Aber jetzt diese Verbindung Holocaust,
but now this connection between the Holocaust and the Reformation, the mind in this de-Judification Institute helped me to see clearly the connection. And that's why I'm talking about this institution. Also, I can say a couple of words about Thuringia, which is Thuringia, the state where we're in.
Das hörte ich dann von verschiedenen Seiten, dass nur ausgerechnet Thüringen und Sachsen-Anhalt die gottloseste Region Europas sein soll.
I've heard that apparently Thuringia and Saxony-Anhalt are the most populous areas of Europe. That also made me more thoughtful. I was thinking, how can that possibly be? These are the cities connected to Luther. There's a small exhibition now in Eisenach, which was done by school children concerning the de-judification institute. I was able to go on a trip. It's in the also the building which was in Bonn Street number 11.
Aber diese Sache, die da aufgegriffen wurde, ist eben von der sogenannten kirchlichen Obrigkeit bisher eigentlich nicht im Blick.
But really, this whole thing has not really been considered carefully by the leaders of the Lutheran Church.
Und es war mir interessant zu lesen von, ist ein Zitat von einem Professor,
I was very interested to read the quote by the professor of the New Testament, Jena.
Jena sollte damals zur Elite-Universität der Nationalsozialisten werden.
At that time, the university there in Jena was intended to become one of the Nazis' elite universities. And then he asked how it could be that in Thuringia, the German Christian movement, which was the ones who supported it, they were doing theology that was approved by the party. And that was the strongest also in Thuringia. And he didn't know why. Oh, that was an interview that was recently given. Oh, so maybe it did become a Nazi elite university.
Und wie wir wissen, hat eben alles eine lange geistige Vorbereitung.
We know that these things had a spiritual, intellectual preparation.
Das haben wir von Verena gehört.
We've heard about these things from Verena.
Genau der Weg in diese Richtung.
The way
und
to
ich spreche jetzt immer
this
vom blinden
point.
Fleck der Christenheit.
And I'm always talking now about the blind spots in the
und so ein blinder Fleck entsteht besonders da, wo
the eyes of Christians, or maybe we're talking about the sawdust in the
Lehrentscheidungen handelt.
as we were teaching here about the fathers of the church and the decisions taken on teaching doctrines. And if they don't repent, then the blind spot is it can hand it down from one generation to the next.
Das ist auch jetzt mein Eindruck nach all den vielen, was ich gelesen habe.
That's my impression after everything I've read.
Das, was bei Luther nun so auf einen Gipfelpunkt kam,
that the things that came to a hate-filled zenith under Luther.
Nur erklären kann mit dem alten Luther.
You can't just explain that purely by Luther, the old Luther.
Sondern hat eben genau die kirchliche Linie fortgesetzt.
Because he actually continued the views of the church, and after disappointments, that Jews didn't convert as he expected, then the blind spot came, and it was so powerful. And as a consequence of this blind spot, all the peace absorbers. There's a really big black cloud which is hanging over this place even today, all this area, even today.
Luther is der evangelische Kirchenvater.
Luther is really the father of the Lutheran churches. Church for all. So
und darum, was geäußert hat, hat eine unwahrscheinliche Auswirkung.
So what he said has a huge effect on everything that calls itself Lutheran or Protestant.
Er hat ja erst eine Schrift verfasst von Jesus, ein geborener Jude.
The first thing he did was write a pamphlet about
aber
Jesus,
das, dann,
born as a Jew.
Das ist auch, wo am meisten zitiert wurde, ist es von den Juden und ihren Lügen.
And that's where a lot of the things come from. It's quoted about the Jews and their lies that Martin Luther called lies.
Und er hat ja auch sich über die Wittenberger Judensau so geäußert, dass man alles nicht wiedergeben kann.
And he said terrible things about the pig that we saw earlier on the Wittenberg church, but I just can't put those things into my mouth. I put something outside behind the door, some literature, so that you can get an idea. This picture of the pig was often used. There was also one in Uppsala. And you can't repeat what was said in this respect.
Und man muss feststellen, dass
we have to accept
der Begriff Saujude,
that the term Jewish pig,
im Vokabular von Luther zusammenhängt.
That's connected to the vocabulary that Luther used.
Und auch dieser schreckliche Satz,
and also this terrible sentence,
die Juden sind unser Unglück,
the Jews are our misfortune. That is a direct quote from Luther.
Such's nicht,
please don't look for it, doesn't matter.
Das, was bei der Reformation andere viel besser wissen als ich, aber
what happens in the Reformation,
die Reformation
other people know much
wurde ja dann mit Staatshilfe durchgesetzt.
It was promoted with funds from the states, or various states.
Und immer, wenn die Kirche den Staat zur Hilfe nimmt,
and whenever the
ein
church takes politicians or the state as its support, then it opens a door for the
und
enemy.
Darum, als dann alles schon vorbereitet, aber dann die Nationalsozialisten ans Ruder kamen,
and so everything was prepared, and then when the National socialists came along.
Staat und Kirche auf Luther berufen.
When both the state and the church were able to support, who cite Luther as their justification, and it's a catastrophe.
Adolf Hitler hat sich am Anfang sehr klar geäußert.
Adolf Hitler was very clear at the beginning. He supported Luther. And after that, later he wanted to claim everything as being his own, and so he wasn't so keen on citing Luther.
Luther,
1924, he said Luther was a great man, a giant. In one stroke he broke through the fog, and we were able to see the Jew as we see them today, or Jews as we see them today. And I've got one terrible picture outside from a church. And there's idolatry in a very occult form. And there was a lot. Unfortunately, that was real and true, and there was that kind of thing which we can't even imagine today.
Julius Streicher, der ja also den, dieses Julius Streicher,
he was the one who published the Stürmer, which was the Nazi propaganda publication, and quoted that in the Nuremberg trials. And he said that Luther was in the dock with him. And now back to Luther's home in state of Thuringia. We've heard that it's a geographical middle, the centre of Germany.
Da hat diese deutsch-christliche Bewegung, also deutsche Christen, muss man sagen,
the German Christian movement, that is those that supported Hitler, it was very quick to become established, quicker in Thuringia than the other parts.
Und hat schon vor 1933 auch in ihrer Regierungskonstellation eindeutig pro Hitler gestanden.
And it was even pro Hitler before 1933, the leaders were.
Und als es nun richtig losging,
and it, when it really started, the whole thing started, the Third Reich. The Holocaust, 9th of November 1938, that's in the night from the 9th to the 10th.
Hat der evangelisch-lutherische Landesbischof Martin Sasse von Eisenach,
Lutheran Bishop of Martin Sasse from Eisenach, said, and here's the quote.
Am 10. November 1938, an Luthers Geburtstag,
on 10th of November 1938, on Luther's birthday,
brennen in Deutschland die Synagogen.
The synagogues are burning in Germany.
Vom deutschen Volk wird die Macht der Juden auf wirtschaftlichem Gebiet endgültig gebrochen.
Power of the Jews in the German economy has been broken. And now, apparently, we're already hearing talk of more boycotts against the Jews. And they said this power, the strength of people, and he said that this was the start of a fight to completely free our people from the Jews. In this hour, the voice of the man must be heard,
der als der deutschen Prophet im 16. Jahrhundert
the man who, as a German prophet in the 16th century, who started as a friend of the Jews,
aber getrieben von seinem Gewissen,
but driven by his conscience,
getrieben von den Erfahrungen und der Wirklichkeit,
and his experiences and reality,
der größte Antisemit seiner Zeit geworden ist,
became the greatest anti-Semite of his day,
der Warner seines Volkes wider die Juden,
and warned his people against the Jews.
Und das ist leider wahr.
And that is,
und die Zeit wurde auch nochmal alles neu verlegt von den Juden und seinen Lügen, damit das möglichst weit
republished all this stuff in the book The Jews and Their Lies.
Kam ja dann zu den, zu der, ja, also den deutschen Christen, die sich zusammengeschlossen haben am 27th December 1933.
And then a national synod in Wittenberg.
Ein Zeichen gewesen für that, diese Verbindung.
And that was another sign
of
this connection to Luther.
Ludwig Müller,
it was the Bishop
Ludwig Müller, Wittenberg.
He was voted unanimously in Wittenberg.
Im Oktober 1933,
in October
1933, gehörte ein Drittel aller protestantischen Pfarrer,
a third of Lutheran pastors belonged to the German Christians. Over 6,000.
Auch im Oktober 1933, also alles
and
sehr früh,
so this is all very, very early.
Zusammenschluss
in October 1933, there was also
a merger. Gemeinschaft.
Oh dear, of the deaconesses.
Das sind die Diakonissenverbände,
those
die
are the associations of deaconesses who actually were rivals, but then they united in great loyalty to the leader. And that was 50,000 deaconesses.
That was all of them, but
so just so you can see what kind of things were going on. And there was no pressure on
them.
And the speech of Goebbels in Berlin in the sports palace, that's now 70
so
years ago.
Extreme,
there was a meeting recently about that,
Anzahl,
and that was so extreme that a great number of the pastors noticed where it was all leading, and then they retreated.
Das war 1933.
That was
in
Berlin.
In Berlin.
So 1943, that was in Berlin.
Und da hat Goebbels eine praktisch auch schon alles war verloren und trotzdem dieser Aufruf zum totalen Krieg war das.
That was when Goebbels made his call for total war, because even though Germany was losing,
he wanted to give everything. Die Seele des deutschen Volkes gehört restlos dem neuen Staat.
And he said that the German people belonged exclusively to the new state, and that enabled them, the pastors, to wake up, and they realized it and left the German Christian.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very difficult to me to understand.
Man kann ja nur jetzt sehr grob sagen, deutsche Christen und bekennende Kirche.
Only just a great, very broad categories, the German Christians and the other people who opposed to them, the confessing Christians who didn't support Hitler. And I thought from
them
that this confessing church was a type of resistance movement. My own father was a member of this. And that comforted me for a long time. But my father died in the Ukraine in the war 3 weeks before my birth. But I now have to say retrospectively that he was also led astray. And that he also, I guess, sworn oath to Hitler. And we also know, of course, what it meant not to do it. That was like a death sentence. So we can't just easily judge these people. But I think I have to say about, always thought a little differently about the confessing church. But for them it's mostly about the fight for independence. It wasn't really a question belonging to the state. But that's, they fought for independence from the state, but they weren't actually a resistance movement. But I think, and it's important to say that. 9th and 10th of November
1938.
That was a very organised event. But it took place without any protests from church leaders. And that happened in a very public way. But there was no church that had the courage to raise its voice against it. State Bishop of Mecklenburg said, he called on all the pastors in the state of Mecklenburg in the north of Germany, in the northeast.
In einem Mahnwort zur Judenfrage am 16. November 1938.
In the 16th of November 1938, he wrote a warning concerning the Jewish question. That's the 16th of November 1938.
Dass alle doch dabei helfen sollten, Luthers Vermächtnis zu erfüllen.
And he said that they will help to fulfill the legacy of Luther.
Und wer das sich durchgelesen hat, das sind ja deutliche Worte.
And that if you read what Luther's written, they're very clear words. And I find that so appalling.
Martin Sassel, also der türkische Landesbischof, schrieb dann, also gab am 23. November 1938 eine Schrift heraus, Martin Luther über die Juden,
/1838, Martin Luther, and then colon, and the Jews, get rid of them. That was all in November
1938.
And the founder, the academic leader of the institute was called Walter Grundmann. And that's terrible for everybody who studied a bit of theology, and they all feel the same. That I knew the name of this theologian, and that's why I could remember it. But I didn't know what he'd done. He was a famous theologian. Assistant and had studied under Gerhard Kittel.
Jeder Pfarrer
every
in seiner Studierstube das Neue Testamentliche Wörterbuch
had the New Testament dictionary written by Kittel. Also in other countries, apparently. He is very famous in the Lutheran Church. So this assistant of Kittel's, and he became a professor without doing what was normally required in Germany. And he took over the academic leadership of the institute. Well, he's academic director, maybe we can say.
von der Notwendigkeit.
And he talked about the necessity of this institute, to quote him.
Also, dass das errichtet wurde.
Said, it was also set up in November
1938.
He said that the question of the Jews has now entered its most acute phase. And now the decision has to be taken in all
consequences. Für alle Gebiete des kirchlichen und religiösen Lebens gezogen werden.
Must be taken for all church life.
Damit wird ein wesentliches Vermächtnis des deutschen Reformators erfüllt.
So that the legacy of Luther can be fulfilled.
Diese Aufgabe und ihre systematische Durchführung.
This task and its systematic execution is down to this institute. And they started working very quickly because so many people had prepared the grounds. And it was founded in the 4th of April 1939. And because Luther had been Eisenach had become, I think he sang in the choir there or something. And that's why Eisenach was always considered Luther's city. So that's why they opened it there. It was called Institute to study the Jewish influence on German society and life. And so on the 6th of May they held the opening in the Wartburg.
Am 4. Mai 1921 war Luther auf der Wartburg gelandet, also zumindest auf dem Weg dorthin.
1521, Luther arrived in the Wartburg and translated the New Testament there.
Immer angeknüpft an Luther.
So always they were connecting it to symbolic dates and things to do with Luther.
Eine einzige Traurigkeit.
The opening ceremony was a terrible, a very sorrowful event for us. You can't imagine what they were singing. I'm just going to quote a couple of lines.
Über uns Führer und Meister.
Over us, leader and master.
Wir schaffen
talking about Hitler.
Vererben die Kraft,
with
das deutsche Blut.
Creating the power of German blood for our
heirs. Wir schaffen und sterben für unser heiligstes Gut.
We are working and dying for our most holy good.
Und dann kam wichtig ist noch 1940 die erste öffentliche Arbeitstagung mit 600 Teilnehmern in Wittenberg.
With 603 people was again held in Wittenberg as public.
Da wurde dann das endlich entjudete Neue Testament, das nannte sich dann die Botschaft Gottes.
And then the Jew-Judified New Testament was called the Message of God, or the Good News from God, was given, was shown to the public.
Eröffnung
at the opening. At the opening, theological faculties were represented from Berlin, Kiel, Vienna and some of those things. And it went to the, even they had a subsidiary branch in Romania, in, I think it's called Sibiu today.
Also, es ist viel umfassender, als
it was much more all-encompassing than I'd ever imagined. And that's the most difficult thing about it, because it gets bigger and bigger and becomes more and more difficult.
Es ist unbekannt.
We don't know about it. And we're supposed to be celebrating this Reformation anniversary in
2017.
In 1941, I think it was 41, there was a celebration in the Wartburg, a religious celebration, and they had a Jewish free songbook used, Great God, we praise you. Instead of saying, wake up, the city of Jerusalem, it says, wake up, we keep the nation of Germany.
Und man hat dann alles Israel und Israelit
everything that was to do with Israel or Israelites was taken out. Also, oh, the symbol of the Lamb of God was taken out. Of course, he wasn't allowed to be born in Bethlehem and say that he was a son of David. It was also cut out. You don't think it was possible, but it was possible. That theologians were following this total leading astray. Maybe I want to just shorten a bit here because it's also it was a song book, my favourite. A song that says how beautiful the morning star is. Jesse, and then it talks about the son of David. And instead of that, they cut out, the son. The sweet root of Jesse was cut out, and it said something about the son of David
from
one of the tribes when anyway, that was cut out as well in
1940. Then
Germans with God. I think this might be the Catholics. The Catechism. I don't know. It was a Catechism. They changed.
Got new.
Instead of 10 commandments, we had 12 in the new Catechism. I'm just going to read a few of these.
Heilig sei dir gut und Ehre.
Holy be to you the good and to be goodness and honor to you.
Halte das Blut rein und die Ehe heilig.
Keep the blood pure and the marriage holy.
Ehre Führer und Meister.
Honor the Führer, the leader, the Führer, and the Master. That's the name for Hitler.
Freudig im Volk und Arbeit und Opfer.
Sorry, I missed that one. I didn't hear it. It was something about working with joy.
Dann kam ja in September mit dem Judenstern.
And then in September, then they introduced the star that the Jews had to wear.
Da heißt es.
And then.
Am 17. Dezember 1941.
The 17th of December 1941.
Erklären die Führer von sieben Landeskirchen.
The leaders of seven chastised churches said in declaration there were seven there, but there were 11 altogether. It says we seven. And to quote them, the Nazi German leadership has clearly shown in many ways
dass dieser Krieg in seinen weltweiten Ausmaßen von den Juden angezettelt worden
that
ist.
This war in all its consequences was started by the Jews.
Und dass es sich um einen historischen Abwehrkampf handelt.
And so it's a historic fight of defense.
Wie schon Dr. Martin Luther nach bitteren Erfahrungen die Forderung erhob, schärfste Maßnahmen gegen die Juden zu ergreifen und sie aus deutschen Landen auszuweisen.
And just as Martin Luther warned and said that we should do to remove the German, the Jews from Germany,
durch die christliche
and to fight against them with all methods.
Wird an der rassischen Eigenart eines Juden, seiner Volkszugehörigkeit und seinem biologischen Sein nichts geändert.
I didn't quite get that, but it's something to do with him not belonging. Jews don't belong to Germany. I'm not understanding this. So I think that Jews have no place
in that.
There was an Aryan paragraph.
Aus der Kirchengemeinschaft.
That so that baptized Jews were to be excluded from the church, the thrown out of the church. I don't know how many were thrown out. There were 100 to 200 pastors who lost their posts. And you just can't imagine this.
200. Wusste immer nicht, wenn ich übertreibe. Aufgrund dieser Erklärung forderte die Kirchenkanzlei der Deutschen Evangelischen Kirche am 22. Dezember 1901 alle Landeskirchen auf, die getauften Nicht-Arier aus der Kirche zu entfernen.
Asked all state Lutheran churches to exclude all baptized Jews from the church. So they threw them out. Maybe it's not very easy for names for for me it's very important that our church authority Hesse Nassau was always amongst the leaders doing these things.
Also noch kurz vor Kriegsende.
And shortly before the end of the war.
Am 6. Mai 1945.
On the 6th of May 1945.
Wurde eine Denkschrift verfasst.
We had
ausdrücklichen Bitte, dass das Institut weiter forschen.
And it asked that the Institute should carry on with its work. I'm not quite sure what it was, some kind of book that asked it to.
And so
I thought I would name Grundmann, because he was the main leader.
So I'm to say a bit
more about him. So he worked on the theological dictionary of the New Testament, and he wrote 20 of the chapters of this famous work. He did his dissertation.
Kittel
was a supervisor for dissertation himself in 1933.
He
held lectures on the question of the Jews.
Und damals, 1933, nannte
and at that time, they said it was the most anti-Semitic speech
von
of the year. He was a German church historian who is very famous and has high status in
Göttingen.
What makes me very painful for me, because I grew up in Göttingen in a student, theological student hostel. So I know this work, this name came out over and over again. And Paul Althaus, Walter Koenig, and loads of other. Walter Koenig. He wasn't in the institute, but he was very anti-Semitic. Friedrich Apos says that he was in the German resistance, but she said, no, his name appeared again and again. I don't want to say anything wrong, but it's terrible for me when I hear these names now.
Grundmann
he fought in the
Netherlands,
very quickly, 1945, was able to find a post in Thuringen, in the church in Thuringen. And in 1954, he became rector of the catechism seminar in Eisenach, and he trained young priests in the East Germany in 1974. He was voted into one of the their leadership of the state church. In 1956, he also was asked and became one of these workers from the state police. It's called an informal worker. So that means he supplied them with information about his colleagues. He died in August 1976 in Eisenach. And he sought out his own text for the funeral. He said, Lord, let your servant go in peace. My eyes have seen your salvation. And you can't see it, how these people could be so deceived. And at some point, he was called upon to respond to what he'd done. And he started it by saying the love of Jesus was the one that led us. And say that the Germans should understand the Jews as not being Christians, because it was a difficult situation. And so he's saying that it was a good act of saving the German. And so he's saying it was a difficult time in the time of Hitler. He's saying it's very difficult for the Christians. And so this was a way of enabling the Germans to hold on to Christ in this time. That was his excuse. I don't know if you understand that. It's a bit difficult to understand. So he's saying that he actually helped to save the German people, and that was why he needed to do that, and enable them to keep hold of Christ by his actions.
So,
now we need to take conclusions, you know, that you've read the work from Helmut Ivens, the paper that was sent around about identification or repentance, because you can see the consequences also for the subsequent generations. So Luther, as the father of the church, it also then has has workings, this outworkings across the whole world, even into the missionary lands. Because this form, how he formed the theology, that goes through the whole Protestant. So even though it says said that that it should be the scripture alone, that he and we Germany has really proved very, very open to deception, being led astray. And that's my impression that I get over and over again. That we can think in a certain way today, and we can be grateful for what's going on. But actually, we can still perceive in Matthew 23, Jesus said that the Pharisees beat tombs to the prophets and think that they're better than their prophets. But Jesus knows that isn't the case. And they say, you are guilty of the Abel's blood that was shed today. And that is the worst thing, because it makes us clear to us that in our spirit of arrogance do things, Jesus cannot accept that. Gradually, piece by piece, there have been declarations of guilt that the church has published, but it's not enough. They do not lead to repentance. There was something like that in 1983 on the 500th anniversary of his death. The people have distanced themselves from the things that he said, the anti-Semitic things. And in 2001, the northern the church in the northern Elbe region confessed their guilt. But what I see when I look at things, that these declarations, that they're clearly, that they're against anti-Judaism and anti-Semitism.
Und das beschreibt letztlich einen humanistischen Aspekt.
Yeah, but that to me shows clearly also a humanist aspect. And when I have thoughts about them, the sin against God, it's a sin against people that is in the center and in focus, but there's no real mention of the sin against God, which I think is so important. And that's why converting the Jews is forbidden by our Lutheran Church.
Ganz notvolle Weichenstellungen in unserer Zeit.
And these are the things that have led up to the decision But the main sin for me is to be stronger. And it started with the fall. With the snake, with the
deceiver.
When he asked, did God really say the snake?
Und mit dieser Frage will er auch sein Werk vollenden und
and that's what he wants to destroy God's work with this question. All those things that God's trying to
fulfill. Aber diese Frage ist die Frage auch der liberalen Theologie.
This is also the question of the liberal theology.
Und für mich gehört zu diesen zwei Punkten der Berühmtheit Reformation,
and then,
Holocaust und liberale Theologie.
And actually, for me, the liberal theology is a third thing for which Germany is famous. Maybe it's not interesting for every citizen, but for me, those three things belong together. The Reformation of Holocaust and this liberal theology. Because once you start to say that exclude certain words of God, then the whole things lose its power. And then you get into such a place, such a wrong perception, and that we can just get such a deceived view that we're really serving God, and that happened in the Holocaust. The consequence of the sins for our generation, the way I see it, is that they state and the church are working together once again, and that opens a door for the enemy. Theology has led to a Bible in just language. Oh, I think they treated the text in a feminist way. And now they're trying to promote Christian Jewish dialogue. So what they've done now is the precise opposite. Before, they're taking any passages that might offend the Jews out of the word. And you know that the Messianic Jews today do not have any place in the Lutheran church. They are unwanted, they say, because they would disrupt the Christian-Jewish
dialogue.
Those are all consequences of the deception today.
June 2013
in the Jewish Allgemein, which is the Jewish paper, and it says Luther's heirs, and it says the World Church Council has made a new declaration. They say that Christian anti-Semitism has now become opposition to Israel. And I'm not going to read out all these declarations. They're not using the word of God, and if they are, they're using it in a very one-sided
way.
And another Lutheran group produced a pamphlet called the Promised Land. They said biblical texts are expressions of faith and explanation. They're not historically objective representations.
Ziel der Auslegung biblischer Texte ist die Einweisung in die Gottesbegegnung in der Gegenwart.
Object of this is.
Und dann heißt es auch an einer anderen Stelle.
Oh, sorry, I missed that bit.
Das ist christlicher Zionismus.
Christian Zionism
contradicts
the biblical call for reconciliation. Yeah, and these misunderstandings come when the Word of God is not read as a whole and understood as such.
Wir haben es erlebt. Ich muss immer wieder zurückkommen auf Hermann. Wir haben erlebt, Jesus wurde germanisiert zum Arian.
So we've experienced that Jesus became Germanized. He got turned into an Aryan.
Wehe uns und jedem Christen, der versucht, Jesus irgendwo in seine völkische Identität zu vereinnahmen.
Anybody should be aware of trying to get a monopoly on Jesus and his godly identity. And an example of this that I could quote was seeing Jesus as the first Palestinian martyr. We've experienced the kind of thing that's come out of this type of thinking. And now, maybe I'd like to say something about this date, the 9th and 10th of November.
Das ist ja unfasslich, dass Gott die Wiedervereinigung geschenkt hat an einem solchen Datum.
It's incredible that God gave the reunification on this day. And we can praise and thank, give unending praise and thanks. And it's just such a miracle for that over and over again, especially when I say that when I'm in the communist Germany, that it should be possible. And particularly on this very date, that it should not be misunderstood by us Germans.
Da heißt es ganz schnell,
because it's very easy for us to say,
das ist das Zeichen, dass man nun endlich mal aufhört mit der Buße.
Because they say that's a sign that we should finally stop
jetzt
repenting.
So 70 Jahre sind genug.
70 years are enough.
Und ich würde dieses Datum so beschreiben,
that I would describe this date in the following way.
God, hat Deutschland eine zweite Chance gegeben.
God has given Germany a second chance.
Und wehe uns, wenn wir diese Chance
we have to be very careful that we don't miss this chance.
Und jetzt komme ich zum letzten, sagen wir mal, theologischen Konsequenzen.
Now we come to the last theological consequence.
Das ist für mich das
and that's most difficult of all for me.
Mit der Annahme des Arya-Paragraphen,
when we accepted the Arian paragraph
und der Rassegesetzes dazu, haben wir jüdisches Blut für unrein und minderwertig erklärt.
We declared Jewish blood to be impure and inferior.
Und damit haben wir das Blut Jesu
and
für unrein und minderwertig erklärt.
In doing so, we declared the blood of Jesus to be impure
das,
and inferior.
Immer wieder erlebt.
And what I experience over and over again. I say that over and over again. That
dass nun unsere Kirche an dem Punkt gelandet ist, dass sie mit dem Blut Jesu, mit dem vergossenen Blut Jesu Christi nichts mehr anfangen kann.
That it can't relate to the blood of Jesus shed, that's been shed.
Das ist für mich wirklich das aller, aller schlimmste an Fluch.
And that is the most terrible curse that we've led, that we've brought upon ourselves. And I'm now going to read a passage from the Bible, even if you might think, oh, that's so terrible, how can we do that now? Hebrews 10, and verse 28 and 29.
Wenn jemand das Gesetz Moses bricht, muss ohne Erbarmen aufgrund von zwei oder drei Zeugen sterben. Wie viel ärgere Strafe meint ihr, wird der verdienen, der den Sohn Gottes mit Füßen getreten und das Blut des Bundes für unrein erachtet, durch das er geheiligt wurde und den Geist der Gnade geschmäht hat?
Anyone who rejected the law of Moses died without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. How much more severely do you think a man deserves to be punished who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, who has treated as an unholy thing the blood of the covenant that sanctified him, and who has insulted the Spirit of Christ? And if God can give us much grace, and then each one of us, I think, can feel and I think we want to go to the church when we go in there now. The crucifix there is incredibly powerful. Jesus without his arm, I've never seen such a powerful thing. In the church where we were this morning, I love crucifixes. I love pictures of the suffering of Jesus. But this is so horrible, and that you like to hide your face from it. And that in this place, we want to do our acts of repentance. And that's what Friedrich Aschoff is going to lead us into. We have sinned against God alone and against his heart. And if we've said that, we've said it all. I think that if the people of Israel, and we were expecting to see that they recognize who they killed. But if we can't understand, then how? I think that's what she was saying. If we can't understand, then how can they?
Lass uns noch einen Augenblick ganz still sein und über das nachdenken, was Schwester Luela uns ausführlich dargelegt hat.
Everything.
Wir haben ihren Schmerz gesehen.
Ich denke, wir sollten Sister dann Trailer,
gemeinsam rübergehen in die Kirche.
Pain.
Und zwar mit diesem Zettel.
I think we want to go down together with this piece of paper. And the thing
viele von euch etwas geschrieben haben,
that many people
was
wrote
sie auf dem Herzen haben.
On the back.
And we take that. Aber hier, wir müssen einfach das sich setzen lassen, dass die Worte nicht verloren gehen,
we have to
die wir gerade gehört haben.
Let that settle, but we mustn't forget the words that we've just heard.